in that sense, wherever we go, wherever we are, whatever is happening, and no matter what time it is or what the calendar says, we always only have moments to live. And so we might be drawn somehow to make the best use of our moments that we can while we can. That requires making an effort to pay attention in and to the present moment, because it is so quickly gone, and because it is so easy to get caught up in the various landscapes of the senses and the mind and fixated on their various inhabitants and energies, and very quickly get out of touch with ourselves, with others, and with the world. We can spin off into the future, rail about the past, think that things will be okay someday provided this happens and that doesn't happen, all of which may be true to one degree or another, but it still has you missing your life. The present moment, the only moment we have, can get severely squeezed to the point of hardly ever being seen or felt or known, or for that matter, used. It is only mindfulness that can reconstitute it and return us to it and it to us, for indeed there is no difference between these. We and the nowscape are always here and never two. But this actually has to be felt. It cannot be fathomed by thought, because lived experiential dimensions of it get denatured in the very process of thinking. It cannot be reduced to thought, because it cannot be reduced at all. Now is that fundamental, and so are you. This is not to say that we cannot or should not care about the future and work hard for necessary social change, for greater justice and economic freedom, for greater ecological balance, and for a more peaceful world for all sentient beings. Nor does it mean that we should become apathetic and not work to accomplish our purposes and realize our visions and our dreams. It is just that if we, understandably, desire the future to be different, either on the large national, international, social, or geopolitical scale of things, or in terms of improving our own life situation, or just getting done what most needs getting done, there is only one time we ever have to influence that future. For now is already the future, and it is already here. Each moment of now is what we could call a branch point. We do not know what will happen next. The present moment is pregnant with possibility and potential. When we are mindful now, no matter what we are doing or saying or working on or experiencing, the next moment is influenced by our presence of mind and is thus different from how it would have been had we not been paying attention, had we been caught up in some whirlpool or other within the mind or body or the outer landscape. So if we wish to take care of the future that, when we get there, will also be now, the only way we can do that is to take care of this future of all past moments and efforts, namely the present. The only way we can do that is to recognize each moment as a branch point and realize that it makes all the difference in how the world, and your one wild and precious life will unfold. We take care of the future best by taking care of the present now. Ample incentive to act with integrity and presence, and with kindness and compassion for ourselves and for others. Arriving someplace more desirable at some future time is an illusion. This is it. Not a bad reason to practice being here for it. That is what formal meditation practice is all about. Part 4. Embracing formal practice, tasting mindfulness. The most important thing to keep in mind when practicing meditation lying down is that it is about falling awake. But because with lying down there is always the occupational hazard, so to speak, of falling asleep, we actually have to work at remembering to fall awake in the face of a not insignificant possibility that we might drift into drowsiness and unawareness. With practice, it is actually possible to learn to fall awake, both in the conventional sense of not falling asleep or getting sleepy, and also in the deeper sense of being utterly present in awareness. There are many virtues to meditating lying down. For one, in the early stages of meditation practice, it may be more comfortable than sitting, and you can probably be still for longer periods of time. Then, because we lie down when we sleep, It gives us built-in occasions every day for touching base with ourselves, one before we fall asleep at the end of the day, and one in the morning as we're waking up. These are perfect occasions to introduce a stretch of formal meditation practice into your day, whether for just a few minutes or for longer. And when the body is stretched out, especially lying on your back, it is in general easier to feel the belly moving with the breath, rising and expanding on the in-breaths and falling and deflating on the out-breaths. This position also gives us a sense of being held up, carried, supported by whatever surface we are lying on. We can surrender completely to the embrace of gravity and let go into the floor or mat or bed and let it do the work. Sometimes it can feel like you are floating, and that can be very pleasant and increase your motivation for taking up residence in your body and in the present moment. What's more, the surrender of the body to gravity can entrain the mind into the spirit of what we might call unconditional surrender, not to some external threat to our well-being, but to a full inhabiting of the present moment, independent of any conditions we may find ourselves in. In practicing dropping into the embrace of gravity itself, we are more motivated and more willing to drop unconditionally into now, to bring a radical and open-hearted acceptance to whatever we find is going on in our minds or bodies and in our lives in any moment or on any given day. In a word, to let be and let go.